We live our lives, dream our dreams, and scheme our schemes. Shai Hulud watches all. Fremen Wisdom. Before Aaliyah could become too involved in her wedding preparations, she went to Jessica, preoccupied with another matter. She wasn't distracted or disturbed, but engrossed.
I have something you and I should do together, Mother. Something I'd like us to share. It will put us both on the same course.
She seemed very excited by the prospect. Curious, Jessica followed as Aaliyah and Duncan led her down numerous corridors and stairwells beneath the keep into a large underground chamber hewn by hand. Glow globes bathed the grotto with light tuned to the white spectrum of Arrakis's sun so that the sand plankton could survive. Jessica smelled powerful conflicting odors. Dust, sand, water, and the rough, flinty stench of a worm.
My brother created this place in the second year of his reign.
Aaliyah inhaled deeply.
You know why, don't you?
Jessica looked across the large, deep, sandy area encircled by a wide trough of water. Staring with intense focus, she could see tiny vibrations, ripples of movement beneath the sand.
Paul consumed the spice essence to enhance and pursue his visions. He kept a stunted worm here for whenever he required the water of life. Yes, sometimes he shared the converted spice essence with his circle of closest advisors. Other times he made the inner journey alone.
She paused, as if hesitant to make her suggestion, then smiled at Jessica.
Would you travel that path with me now, Mother? We did it together when I was but a fetus in your womb, when you were changed into a reverend mother, and I was changed into myself.
She warmly took Duncan's hand, but kept her eyes focused on her mother.
This will be the last opportunity before our wedding. I would consider it a sacrament. Who knows what we might discover together?
Though she was uneasy, Jessica could not turn down her daughter's request. The awakening effect of the awareness spectrum drug intensified mental connections, creating a blurred form of shared consciousness. She and her daughter had already experienced a oneness, a unified pattern of thoughts that had gradually faded as Aaliyah matured, and Jessica lived at a distance on Caladan. Now, Jessica did not want to expose all of her secrets to her daughter. All of Paul's secrets. There were some things Aaliyah could not know, would not understand. Fortunately, Jessica was much stronger than she had been on that first night long ago during the Tao orgy in CH. In addition to her own experiences, the damaged and changed Tessie Avernius had shown her many ways to protect herself back on Wallach 9. Jessica could build mental walls securely enough. She would be safe.
Yes, Aaliyah. This is something we should do together.
5 Amazon guards had followed them into the underground chamber, accompanied by a Fremen watermaster. Duncan signaled to the watermaster, who turned a heavy iron wheel on the stone wall. Gears shifted and machinery dropped, releasing a false floor beneath a narrow area of sand to create a trough into which water flooded. The channel divided the enclosed dry space in half. A small worm erupted from beneath the sand, thrashing away from the flowing water as if it were acid. It was a monster by any definition. A long serpentine form, 1 meter in girth and 5 meters long, the round mouth full of crystalline teeth, its eyeless head bobbing to and fro. By Arrakis standards, however, this was a stunted, immature specimen. With a yell, Aaliyah's Amazons lifted their metal staffs and jumped down onto the sand. They encircled the worm and struck its rippled segments with sharp blows. The creature thrashed and attacked, but the women dodged out of the way. Jessica realized the guards had done this before, and perhaps often. She wondered how frequently her daughter consumed the spice essence, and how frequently Paul had done it. The watermaster worked another metal wheel, which created a new trough across the sand, blocking the worm with a second line of water, forcing it into a smaller and smaller area. As though it were an exhilarating sport, the women threw themselves upon the creature, grappling with it, wrestling it down to the sand. The Fremen watermaster flooded more of the sand, and the stunted worm writhed against the liquid touch, jerking with electric spasms of fury. But the women caught the creature, pushed it down, submerged it until its head was beneath the deep water, its mouth agape. With splash and spray turning the sand to a slurry of brown grains, they held the beast under until the poisonous water had filled its gullet. In its last spasms, the Amazons hauled the worm's dripping head out of the trough, while the watermaster ran forward with a large basin. Dying, the worm spewed out a cloudy liquid. The thick and potent bile was one of the deadliest known poisons, yet when catalyzed by a cyadina, it became a means of euphoria, a way to open the inner eye of awareness. With a flushed face and bright gaze, the muddy watermaster stumbled up to them carrying the basin, its poisonous contents sloshing against the sides of the container. "Lady Aaliyah, Lady Jessica, a bountiful harvest, enough to make the Tao drug for many of the faithful." Aaliyah removed a small copper dipper from the side of the basin, filled it, and extended the ladle toward her mother. "Shall we both do the honors?" Jessica took a mouthful of the foul-tasting alkaloid fluid, and her daughter followed suit. Holding it in her mouth, Jessica altered the chemical signature of the substance, manipulating the elemental bonds with her Bene Gesserit abilities, turning it into a seed chain of molecules that, when she and Aaliyah both spat it back into the basin, transformed the bile from the dying worm. In a chain reaction, the liquid became something else. The Amazon guards and the watermaster watched with awe and hints of greedy hunger. Aaliyah took the ladle again and drank deeply of the converted substance, as did her mother. Aaliyah extended the ladle to Duncan, who stood guard behind them, but the Gola refused. "I must remain alert. I have seen what this does to you."
"You must see what it does to you. Take it, Duncan. Marry me in another way."
Like a good soldier, he did as he was commanded. Duncan, always the same, always loyal to the Atreides. Before the drug could take effect, Aaliyah offered the basin to her guards.
"This is a blessing from the sister and mother of Muad'Dib. Take it, share it. Perhaps others will find the truth they seek."
As the others hurried away, Jessica felt the drug thrum more and more loudly against her consciousness. Aaliyah reached out to touch her, and Jessica responded, but she maintained her reserve, erecting a protective barrier inside her mind, letting her daughter see her and know her, but not everything. Instead of answers, Jessica felt questions growing louder in her consciousness. The doubts, the turmoil that lay ahead, the empty and dangerous gulf of an uncontrolled future, and the many paths that stretched out for humankind. Possibilities upon possibilities upon possibilities. She knew this was the trap of prescience. Seeing futures did a person no good unless one could determine the actual future that would occur. Feeling the pull of the drug, Jessica heard and experienced changes in her body's chemistry. She began to drift across endless dunes in her mind, back through countless generations, a chain of female ancestors all standing there to advise her, to reminisce about their long-forgotten lives, to criticize or to praise. Jessica had always kept them at a secure distance. She had seen what could happen to a reverend mother who let those constant haranguing voices dominate an individual personality. How had Aaliyah protected herself against the inner clamor? Unprepared and unborn, she could have initially drowned in the onslaught of all those lives.
How had she protected herself? And now, at the end of that long succession of past lives, Jessica discovered a figure standing before her in a robe, the face covered by a hood that flapped in a silent wind. A male figure. Paul? Something compelled her to turn, and at the other end of eternity, she found her son standing there as well, but he had no face or voice. Finally, she heard his words in her head. There are few who can protect me, but many who would destroy me. You could do both, Mother, as could Aaliyah. Which will you choose? She tried to ask for more information, but could not find her own voice. In response to her silence, Paul said only, Remember your promise to me, the one you made on Ix. The sands whipped around her, bringing dust and haze that swirled faster and faster, scouring at her, until finally she was rubbing her eyes, looking around at the underground chamber, smelling the splashed water, the dead worm, and bitter bile. Aaliyah was already awake. Being more accustomed to the drug, her body had metabolized it faster. The girl's spice-addicted deep blue eyes were open wide, her lips parted in a smile of amazement. Next to her, Duncan sat rigid and cross-legged, still apparently dreaming.
I saw Paul,
Aaliyah said. Jessica's heart pounded faster. And what did he say to you? Aaliyah's smile became mysterious.
That is something even a mother and a daughter cannot share.
Jessica realized belatedly that Aaliyah had walled her off too.
And what did you experience?
Jessica shook her head slightly.
It was perplexing. I need to meditate upon it further.
When she rose, the stiff soreness in her limbs told her that she had been in a trance for quite some time. Her mouth was dry, with a sour residual taste from the liquid she'd consumed and the strange vision she had experienced. Jessica left Aaliyah sitting beside Duncan. The young woman held the Gola's arm, watching him and guarding him as he finished his own inner journey. But Jessica was gone before he woke up.